Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we count down the days to this 2021 NFL draft, and we'll be bringing you as many prospects as we can as we do this month kind of starts to narrow down and we really, really begin to dig into this NFL draft process. The young man that we're going to have on this program today is when I mention this a lot, but when I say versatility, I really believe that is the hallmark of his game, and it's going to be the standout from the Mountain West, the San Diego State Aztec safety, nickel, corner, if you will, Tariq Thompson. And again, this kid, I mean, the thing I think is going to really help him on draft day is a guy like him, his diversity and ability to play so many roles, and he'll be able to fit into so many NFL schemes. I don't think there's a defense run in the National Football League where he would be, you know, an odd piece to a defense. I think any defensive unit could have him on their roster, and he could kind of just seamlessly fit in and be a productive young man. But again, he's able to, you know, smell out screens. He's able to come up with the big hits. He can roam the secondary. A lot to lock a light about him. He was also invited to the Hula Bowl. He did not participate in it, but he was nonetheless invited to the Hula Bowl. And a lot of guys opted out of that other year, and most of them stuck to just training. But again, that's just part of the process. But with that said, and as promised, the standout from San Diego State, Tariq Thompson. Tariq, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's treating me well. It's treating me well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. You know, I was just telling the audience before you called in that a guy like yourself, I think you can fit any scheme at the next level. And I think when the draft rolls around at the end of the month, I think the thing that's going to help you go a lot higher than a lot of other guys is just the fact that any defensive coordinator that's in the National Football League right now can look at you and say, hey, you know what? We can take this Thompson kid, and it doesn't matter if you're running this type of defense, that's the type of defense. If you need you there or there, you fit all those roles, all those schemes. Is that a fair assessment that your versatility is kind of like your hallmark card?
Definitely. I think it's a more than fair assessment. It just plays to the ability that God had given me, and San Diego State staff gave me a great opportunity to show off my skills, and I just show my versatility, and I feel like that's definitely one of my biggest skills and traits, and I'm just ready to prove myself again on another level.
Yeah, and I'm curious, I mean, the way that you've been able to kind of seamlessly, I mean, you transitioned to San Diego State in 2017, you make an impact as a true freshman, and I love any accolade like that when I look at these college guys like yourself going through this process. I just think when you leave high school and you're able to play in a big-time program with the Aztecs, Mountain West, and you're able to establish yourself. But young age, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, I mean, way back then, were you the better athlete? Were you the guy that everyone knew was going to end up doing something special?
Nah. So I played with great athletes in high school. And fortunately, I was able to play a lot as a high school football player. But a lot of people didn't expect me to be what I am today, and it's just a testament to the work I put in and just, you know, being able to just prove myself right and just work hard. And, you know, if you work hard and you believe in yourself, a lot of things can happen, and I'm a result of that.
Definitely. And I'm curious, so when do you start trending towards that defensive side of the ball? Did you play both sides of the ball growing up, and how did you start to, you know, become the safety, versatile guy that we see now?
All right, so growing up, I played a lot of offense. I played running back, receiver. I played, like, two games of quarterback, which was really fun. But What really took me to defense was in high school. It was just a need base, so my high school needed me to play defense, and I was willing to do that, and I'm willing to do anything for just to win games, and that's what happened. So got able to play on varsity as a true freshman or a freshman in high school, and we didn't look back from then, so I'm willing to play whatever.
Awesome stuff. Once again, the San Diego State standout here on the C2P, Tyreek Thompson, kind enough to take some time as he prepares for this 2021 NFL draft. You folks know Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Stitcher, all opportunities to download and listen to these shows at your leisure. So coming out of school, I mean, how did you end up being an Aztec? Any other schools looking at you? And how did you know that, you know, this was going to be your best fit?
Right. So I wasn't really recruited hard in high school. Had a couple offers from Northern Arizona, UC Davis, and Fresno State late in my recruiting process. Really the main school that talked to me the most, and it's 10 minutes from my house, so really familiar with the campus, and got really close to the coaching staff, and, you know, it was amazing, you know, because I felt like nobody really wanted me, and, you know, San Diego State came up and started recruiting me hard, and their defense fit me perfectly, being a versatile defense, you know, playing five DBs on the field at the same time, and I definitely thought that would help me get on the field quicker, and it just fit perfectly. It was a perfect match for me, and I'm just glad I chose that decision.
I love it. I love it. Now we ask all the guys to come on the show. I mean, if we three in the film room and you're breaking down tape with these NFL scouts, what do you think they're going to love about you, Tyreek? I mean, what are those home run abilities where they're going to say, hey, we got to get this kid on our roster?
For me, I'm a very intelligent football player. I see things so quick, and it's a testament to, you know, my family and my coaches in the past, because they gave me a real help with learning football, and my football IQ is off the charts, in my opinion. I feel like I can diagnose plays and schemes really quickly. Learning the playbook is one of my strengths. So I can learn that very fast. And, I see things happen really quick, and if you watch the tape, you can see me diagnosing different route concepts and jumping routes and making good plays on the ball. So I feel like that would stand out and also my ball skills, because, I mean, I used to play receiver, so I feel like I catch the ball better than a normal DB would, and I feel like that's something that they'll see on tape as well.
Excellent. Well, great way to kind of explain all those. Film junkie? Are you big in the film? It just seems like the way you're able to diagnose and be so quick. Is that another part of your game that you're very high on?
Definitely. I love watching football, so watching film is just, you know, just awesome. I can learn a lot of things from just one play, and, you know, I like to watch the NFL players and safeties as it is right now, because there's so many talented safeties in the league, and I try to take as much as I can from their games and apply to my own, so I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, watching it live and, you know, just learning as much as I can when I first get into camp.
I love it. And how about this one? I mean, we're close to the draft. Probably not a lot that NFL teams don't know about you at this point, Tyreek, but is there anything to unearth that can help you get drafted a little bit higher than what you might? I mean, any intangibles that go unnoticed that these teams must know about as we kind of talk to you today on the show?
My strength and my athleticism. That's a lot of questions on my athleticism, my strengths, but when they see me up close and see how strong I am and see how athletic I am, they'll be really surprised, and I feel like I'm a better athlete than advertised, so that's something that, you know, it is what it is, but I'm just ready to work, and wherever I get drafted, I'm just ready to go. It doesn't really bother me too much, you know. It's just another stepping stone to prove myself.
Definitely. And I believe your pro day was March 25th. How did that go for you? I know even if you would have ran a 4.1, you would have wished you ran a 4.0. You ran a 4.0, wish you ran a 3.9. But I know you probably wanted to do better. But overall, I mean, when you look back at it, pretty pleased with how the day went?
I'm kind of pleased. Definitely, like you said, you always want to run faster. So, I mean, definitely could have did better in the testing. But I feel like the DB drills and stuff like that really went well. I showed my good footwork and my smooth pedal, so I'm pleased with what happened, and we'll see what happens from now on.
What's it like? I mean, you were really down the final stretch now. I mean, you can almost see the finish line, Tariq. What's it like being so close? Is it hard to sleep being this close to a dream?
It's not hard to sleep, but I'm just anxious. You know, I want to know where I'm going. I want to know what's going to happen next. I mean, I'm this right now, so you know, I'm just looking forward to the opportunity to, you know, just get back on the team and, you know, just prove my worth and, you know, prove that I can help a team win, whether that's special teams or defense.
Excellent. And I'm curious, I ask this, it's just kind of a cliche question, but you're just so versatile. And, you know, I'm trying to peg you as somebody, you know, who anybody in the National Football League you get comparisons to, or anyone that you would say, you know, if I could compare my game, and you're not saying you're as good as this guy yet, but, I mean, is there anybody at that next level that you kind of see a similarity to?
Not a specific person. I feel like I have a lot of similarities in different players. I'm definitely trying to be at that all-pro level, but, you know, I have a long way to go. But it's hard. I take a lot of people's games, like Jamal Adams. I like the rookie from Minnesota last year, Antoine Winfield. He's a great safety. Had a great year for them. I like his game a lot. He's very versatile as well. Tyrann Mathieu, obviously, is a great ball hawk and, you know, makes plays everywhere. And that's something that I want to do and help a team do that. Derwin James, versatility. Kevin Byard, just, you know, a great post safety that can cover the whole field. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, I feel like I have, but I'm no particular player that I'm most similar to.
I like it. Hey, and a lot of great names you mentioned, and I definitely know your guys. You mentioned quite a few, and all great players. I think three of those guys are on the show, so hopefully a couple years from now when we have the next safety on the show, he can mention you as one of the guys that he's trying to emulate. And that's one of the fun parts, seeing generation of generation as guys coming through. How about this one, Tariq? We're running out of time here, but outside of the game of X's and O's, pro days, football, what are your other passions? What else do you love doing with
them? I love video games. I'm just a competitor, so anywhere I can compete, whether it's video games, car games, Monopoly, whatever, I just like competing. So, I love playing basketball as well. That was my second love when I grew up, you know. Love being on the court. It's just, you know, I like competing, so whatever I can compete in, that's what I like to do.
Did you see the UCLA-Gonzaga final? Did you see it live?
I actually did. It was crazy. I loved that game. I wish it would have went to another overtime, but that was a tremendous shot, and he's a great athlete. I remember watching his football highlights last year. So, I mean, he's just a great athlete to play two sports,
yeah.
And it was a tremendous shot.
Yeah, that was a crazy shot. When he took that ball with 3.3, I definitely thought we were heading into a second overtime. Once again, Tariq Thompson here on the C2P as we close out this show. We got 2 minutes left, Tariq. We always like to end it. We call it three and out. Just a few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Let's do it.
All right. Now, you're Brady Hoke, your head coach. We become head coach last year. Any pet peeves by Coach Hoke during practice that you guys kind of got a giggle out of, that you would kind of laugh about it, but it was something he took very serious, but the team always kind of thought it was kind of funny?
He didn't really have too many pet peeves. He's a pretty flexible coach. Probably when we warmed up, if we weren't clapping loud or, you know, like being loud with our chants or something like that, then we'll make a start over. That's probably one of his biggest pet peeves.
Excellent. How about this one? Sticking with Coach Hoke, and you said you started a couple games at quarterback during your high school days. Did you ever joke around with Coach Hoke that you maybe youth football? Okay. Well, that quarterback, nonetheless,
yeah.
Did you ever joke about maybe having some trick plays?
All the time. Every chance I got to tell him about, you know, I could throw the ball and all that. But, yeah, he kind of just laughed it off and, you know. Yeah.
Hey, hopefully there's a team listening in and they're looking for a safety who can do some trickery with a good arm, and you could be that guy. Final one for you, Tariq. We are really, really, really counting down the days. We're so close to this draft. I'm sure that week, that weekend, you will be with family and friends to await your name being called. But with that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next football journey?
I'm putting me on the spot here. I don't know. Probably just my mom, you know, making some eggs and sausage and stuff like that. You know, just a good breakfast.
Fair enough. Fair enough, man. Hey, it's your day. Whatever you want, I'm sure that she'll be more than willing to make for you as she partakes in your this accomplishment. But, hey, fabulous career. You were fun to watch. The Mountain West, the Aztecs, everyone's going to be sad to see you go, but we're all going to be happy to see you do your thing at the next level. But with that said, man, I'm really fired up for you. We know you got a lot going on, and we appreciate you stopping by and joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Just thank you for letting me use my opportunity to speak to you guys. And, you know, I appreciate it. It means a lot. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Once again, that is Tariq Thompson. And there is so much to love about this young man. And I love how we went in depth and talked about the IQ and the terminology and the way he can kind of just diagnose and help him react that much quicker. And when you kind of just put this all together, you start to see this thing come to fruition. This is really a talented kid, comes across as a great young man. And for any virtual meetings he's had at this point, I'm sure teams walk away very, very pleased because they already know what he does on tape. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.